Blog Talk Radio. About issues that affect your life and finding some solutions that we can have to improve it. I'm sharing insights that I've come up with in my book, Not My Reality. And so I'm taking this opportunity to take your phone call, answer your questions. Some people have asked me, will I be sharing my spiritual side with you? And if I'm led to do so, then definitely I will. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. The number you can call me at is 646-378-1135 every Saturday night at 10 p.m. So again, call me at 646-378-1135. Give yourself a listen. If you just want to listen tonight, you can do that as well. I'll have the chat room open. And the goal is to remember to breathe and know this is not the end of the road because it is not my reality. Reality Live. Welcome. Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. You can reach me at 646-378-1135. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker, author, inspirational speaker, and just someone who wants to share a little bit and remind you to breathe as you're going through all that you're going through, remembering that despair and hard times and disappointment are just temporary. So tonight's show, as every show that I do, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, is designed to give you encouragement. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. And by the end of the night, you will quickly be able to tell all those things that make you upset, that's not my reality, and begin to seek out the true reality for your life.
Good evening, and thanks
again for stopping by here at Not My Reality Live. This is your host, none other than Marianne Caldwell Parker. I want to thank all of you who are listening in via the internet and also here in the chat room and in the phone lines, on the phone lines. It is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together to have yet another discussion about accessing our true reality. Just a few housekeeping things on today. We want to, besides welcome you, we also want to let you know about our website at www.efuaspeaks.com. That's E-F-U-A, speaks.com. That's, our, of course, our home website where you can go on and get all kind of information, copies of the shows here in MP3 format, and they are free, of course, just like they're free here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, there are opportunities for you to connect with me to be able to become part of my life coaching and spiritual counseling coaching process that I have. There you can also register for the Not My Reality Tour that will be happening beginning in June of this year all the way through November in various cities across the country. And again, that's an opportunity for you to come across some insights, share with some speakers and workshops and trainers, and have an opportunity to do some self-exploration, to do some development on every level of your life holistically, whether it's physical, mental, emotionally, financially, or socially. You want to be able to tap into every part because that's what makes up your reality, every aspect, not just one. So please go onto the website and check us out and reserve your space today at the Not My Reality Tour. And last but not least, of course, you all have been asking me, and so we will have two books that will be coming out in the month of March and hopefully one more in April. And the first book, of course, is Not My Reality. It is a conversation for those that know more, and that is a book of affirmations that you can read every day and have discussion about, and it will assist you with your daily functioning of life, just a little bit of encouragement for you every day. And the second book is called Seeking Escape. Escape stands for exploring, seizing, communicating, and affirming every day the possibilities for your purpose. And that's the book that will be coming out. Both books are available on Amazon.com and also through our website if you want to get your copy or pre-order your copy. But again, there's a lot going on, and we want to welcome you to become a part of our continued efforts as we begin to grow, to develop ourselves on every level, to come into the wholeness and the oneness of the I Am that we should be functioning in and functioning as on a daily basis. So those of you that are listening on the lines, I thank you. I am continuing. I missed you all, but I wasn't able to be a part of it because I was busy away, and I thought about having someone come in and do the show. However, I chose the latter, which was not to have a show and give you an opportunity to go back and review the archives. But again, it was well worth it, and I'm happy to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a lot of good things coming up in the future that you all can be a part of. And if you want to contact me, as always, you can contact me via my name, Marianne Caldwell Parker, on Facebook, on Twitter, Marianne CP, and also on LinkedIn as my full name. But again, if you visit the website, you'll be able to have access to every form of communication. And be a dear and join our website. By joining our mailing list, I should say, on our website. So you can be a part of our continuation of communications, and you can be aware of where I'm speaking at, where we're presenting at, and the type of information that's coming from other practitioners, other spiritual writers and presenters that are necessary for your life. And we want to be able to, again, affect the change that allows us to be able to say what's true for our life, our true destiny, our true harmony, our true path. So with that, we're going to get started. I would just like to do a bit of a slow meditation, about a minute or so, just to get everyone's spirits in tune. I'm going to play something that's called Silence. It is a meditative song at this time, and we're going to play that just intermittently throughout the program because we can feel the different energies that are around us, and I choose this time of day to have a time for us to have a good conversation. So once we get done with this, we'll be able to come back, and at that time I'll do as we always do, our meditative prayer, and then we'll begin our session on tonight. Are back here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. On Not My Reality Live, we are talking about tonight, our topic is ending connections. Connections, as I've talked about before, are simply those people, those places, those circumstances that we must experience in order to continue on our journey to our destiny, to our purpose, and implementation of our realities. We must begin to look at connections in a different perspective. I don't say relationships a lot of time because a lot of time a connection is not necessarily a relationship. It is simply a connection, something that is given to us, again, to propel us or to stop us long enough to be able to fully hear and see and embrace what it is, our true destiny and reality for our lives. We're talking about ending those connections on today, and because what happens if we choose to hold on to them too long, if we choose to not have on them long enough, we will find ourselves stagnant and repeating what it is we need to do. So here tonight we want to talk about what exactly a connection is, and I always say connections because connections are just that. They're just like when you want to plug into a socket, or when you want to utilize a product that's going to enhance your life in some way. That's what a connection is. A connection is meaning that there is a necessary for you to interact with this being or this entity so that we can move forward and be able to do what we have to do. We also want to talk about the first part is that power of those connections, the power of that connection is only determined by you. How strong of a connection? Because remember that power is determined by what? The persons or the entities that are perceiving it. Power is confirmed or affirmed by the belief of others that you actually have the power or that you believe they actually have power. Power is more than a perception, more about the perception than the fact of an actual position. So someone can be in a quote-unquote position of power. However, they may not have the true power. And we've seen that play out in politics. We've seen that play out in households. We've seen that play out in communities over and over again. Well, the same thing can be applied to connections. Just like we prepare for seasons and we prepare for changes of the seasons and the presidency elections and the government elections and television programs, the sweeps, all of those things all play a part in how we also should be preparing for our future to receive these connections. We need to look ahead and prepare and then look back without regret so that we can gather up what we need to gather, what we should have learned, what we should have experienced, what we should have participated with in a way to manifest what's necessary for our lives as we are on this journey. We have to be willing to rid ourselves of the life that we've planned and begin to live the life that is prepared and waiting for us. And how do we do that? We have to free our hearts, we have to free our minds, and we have to understand the importance of connections. Stop becoming consumed by relationships and worry about the connections. Connections are developed by us,
they're developed and maintained by us. It's up to us how much and how in depth we become in these connections, because it's all gauged by us. Just like on our job, we start a job, we decide what we're going to share with whom and for how long we're going to share it, because we understand that there's some information, there's some levels of access that should not be allowed to everyone. Well, the same thing applies when we are involved in connections. Your job is one form of connection. Your immediate family is another form of connection. Your friends are another form of connection. Your mates, your spiritual connections, they're all different forms of connection. We're all interconnected. That comes back through you, and you're that conduit that allows that energy flow. And so as I spoke up earlier, when you want to plug a lamp into a socket, if it's dark in a room, you just choose to plug it into a socket that's the closest one. It doesn't mean that you're obligated to that socket forever, because when you need to leave another room and go into it, you may take it out and go and find one, and it has the same value. So if we are concerned with the fact that we will produce the electricity flow, that we will get the power for the light to illuminate something so that we can get what we need out of that room or we have some level of comfort. So we've made the connection. We've received what we've needed. So now let's look back at how we apply that to our personal life. Connections can be temporary or they can be permanent, but they're always going to be useful. We spend too much of our time in our lives trying to understand and maintain these connections with people, family, and work, but we forget one very important factor. We are given people and things and places for a temporary time for a permanent reason. We have to determine what that reason is through our discovery of ourselves, through the communications with the I am, understanding our relationship with our alignment with the I am, through discernment and analysis, by choosing to identify and embrace our destiny, our purpose, our plan, understanding that when we begin to question, we have begun to utilize one of the gifts that we've been given. We have to take time to question why the connection is here. Don't just become overwhelmed or emotional. I speak of emotions on a regular basis because we need to be able to address that need of emotions. Emotions are fed to us, but they also cause us to move very quickly and often lead us to a non-alignment with that of the Creator. That's what we're talking about today. How do we move past that? How are we going to receive that from the universal force? How is the Creator going to embrace us to be able to communicate? How do we open up our communication so they ascend into the universe, into the Creator, and we are able to access the resources and the power for that? You're listening to Not My Reality Live here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take another silence break in hopes that we can allow that to meditate on our heart and mind on today. Back here on Not My Reality Live with your host, Marianne Caldwell Parker. Welcome again and welcome back. We're talking about connections. We're given the foundations of connections, understanding that connections are temporary, connections have a permanent purpose. Connections are not necessarily a long-term relationship. They are not about relationships as much as they are about getting what we need and giving what we need to give in order to ascend into our positions, develop our purpose, recognize and live out our destiny in our reality. Now, there comes a time in our life when we have to end those connections then, if they are only temporary. Truly, many of us have been or had an opportunity in our life when we've come across someone of the opposite sex and we find a connection. We want to change our lives to include this individual because we've been conditioned to believe that it may be the love, our soulmate, our future all in all, our life partner. However, this rarely happens. So do we think of them as having the purpose of assisting us in preparing for a greater place in life or to expose a trait that is inside of us and make it more productive or non-productive that we must address in order to ascend toward our destiny, that we may not include this individual? So when time runs out and we begin to become consumed with utilizing our permanent energy on temporary situations, trying to maintain connections that were only meant to be there to get you to identify something, to get you to experience something that is going to benefit you in future. Truly, many of us have been there. It was someone in our life. At some point in our life, we've all been there, filling our minds with all these thoughts of what ifs and seeking counseling sessions with our friends and psychics and bartenders to justify our position and wallow in our pre-assumed defeat, labeling and acceptance for our failed, quote-unquote, relationships, feeling that we failed in some way, incapable of being a quality partner, thus complying to a pattern and building a chain of burdens that manifests a false sense of reality that has to be removed. So we have to begin to look at how we can stop this unbeneficial connection, stop it from clouding our minds and occupying our heart space, which is love preserved for a greater unified love and peace and joy. So instead of, we got to learn that instead of wallowing and throwing our biggest and best pity party, we need to begin to do some assessments and understand how we can end this connection, but yet be able to retain what it is we were supposed to get or give from this individual or from this entity or from the experience. Because it's not always about an individual. It may be the fact that you go through something on your job or something in your church or in your synagogue or your mosque or in the meditation center. There may be that you have to begin to address something that's deeply inside of you, and the only way to do that is to get distracted by what we know. Where is the change that has occurred in you? What did you learn from that experience? What new knowledge or wisdom did you acquire? What knowledge have you obtained about you that's going to help you identify a pattern of behavior that gave you the same result that was similar to a previous connection? When we have things that come back to us, it's because we have not fully addressed and healed and meditated and received the message that is for us. Did we just accept something about an individual, a person, a situation, or a circumstance, even though we knew that we really didn't have to, or that it wasn't going to be to our benefit in preparation for who and what we need to get done in this universe at this time and in the future? So we compromise. But compromise should never mean that it should mean not mean your demise. I mean, these are hard questions that I'm bringing to us on this evening here on our conversation about ending a connection. But ending a connection is necessary, and when it does end, we have to be able to examine and figure out for ourselves how does it truly benefit us? In what way? What do we learn? Because if I give an analogy of that of a tree, if you are a tree or you have a plant and there is a disease or a sick piece or limb that is filled with bacteria, how then do we keep that on the tree to let it infest the whole entire tree or vine? No, we begin to prune that plant. We begin to remove that piece of the plant or that branch of the tree that is diseased, and then we treat it so that it doesn't grow again. That's how we have to look at it, because otherwise the entire tree becomes infected. The entire tree will then begin to die. And we've already said we agree that survival is the only option. We understand that we must live, learn to invite vitality, victory, valor into our lives every day. That's what we've chosen to do. So if that's true, when a connection must end, we must continue to remember that, that that is our goal and our objective, is to maintain our purpose, our destiny, and implement our reality, to share it in the oneness and the wholeness of that of the I Am, to understand that what's inside of us either has to be purged or it has to be magnified. If it has to be purged, how best to purge it except for through the connections that come into our path, through the conversations that come through our path. We are in a process of learning to accept that the universe, the creator, the I Am, has given us every answer, but yet is necessary because of our experiences that we talk about previously, our upbringings, our societies, the way the media influences us, the way the friendships influence us, and the way emotions become a natural readiness or reaction versus allowing us to respond via the spirit, via our wisdom and understanding, which is a given attribute from the Creator. Emotions will cause you to react in a way that prevents you from getting what you need, and you will have to repeat. You become stagnant. That's not to say that you won't be able to move in it, but think about it. If you're supposed to be there at 12 o'clock and you get there at 2 o'clock, yeah, you can still get something to eat from the restaurant, but it's still not the same if the food was served at 12 o'clock. That's what we're talking about, ending a connection that's going to prevent you from being able to be where you need to be in the universe, in your position, in your place. We're going to stop relinquishing the power over to emotion and begin to relinquish the power or surrender the power, surrender ourselves to receive the power from the I Am, the Creator, so that we are able to rest and get calm in our state of being to understand what it's like and what that connection, and begin to do some serious reflection and healing and forgiveness, understanding our process for believing and loving. Yes, we are able to end connections. We are able to end connections because we understand there is a new connection that's necessary, and that we cannot be weighted down by those connections that were ill-gotten or not beneficial to us. So we open up ourselves to receive those things that are of goodness, of peace, of love, joy, those connections that affirm our purpose and destiny, those connections that build us up and take us closer to our divine position, those connections that allow us to reach out and travel into our places throughout this world in one unity and wholeness. If you are distracted off your path, then that's a clear sign that it is not part of your reality. It's not part of a necessary for your life. Peace, a will to desire peace, a will to desire connections that are worthy to be connections. So we're going to end as we always do every show, and we are going to give thanks and praise to the I Am, the Creator of all creation. We're going to breathe in and breathe and know that this is not the end of the road. We are going to understand that ending a connection that is parasitic, that is a weight, that is neglecting our value, is unnecessary to be ended. So in advance, we understand that universe is going to wash our minds and cleanse our minds and unclutter our minds and place us in a position that allows us to connect freely, lovingly, with those connections that need to come without feeling drained, without feeling as if we have been taken for everything that we believe we have. But instead, we will feel fortified, and we will feel like we've been refreshed at the end of every connection. And we will await in strength, in purity, in greatness of the I Am for the next connection. So until next time, I thank you all for listening in tonight on Not My Reality Live. Again, you can visit me at www.efuaspeaks.com, efuaspeaks.com, where you can listen again to this episode of Not My Reality Live. You can also have an opportunity to talk to me about one-on-one counseling sessions. You also can purchase my book and register for the up-and-coming Not My Reality Tour. Again, you have been listening here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. I trust that it has been of benefit to you. I know that we will move forward and continue to seek those things that are necessary for our lives because we understand that we need to move on a regular basis.
Just breathe.
And in breathing, we understand that that is part of our reality, our connection to the great I Am. When we take in a deep cleansing breath, we know that we are able to respect and love one another. So until next time, peace, blessings, love, understanding, wisdom, joy, faithfulness, hope, and prosperity.